Sick of procurement bottlenecks, endless back and forth, and last-minute surprises? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify and automate their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement. You'll know whether spend is approved before you buy, and Bill's AI-powered automation helps reduce errors so you can make purchasing decisions with confidence. Plus, Bill Procurement puts everything you need to match and pay invoices right at your fingertips. So dump your clunky procurement process and keep your business moving and growing with Bill Procurement. Purchase, pay, and on with your day. Right now, score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Just go to bill.com/procurement200. Don't wait. That's bill.com/procurement200.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sick of procurement bottlenecks, endless back and forth, and last-minute surprises? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify and automate their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement. You'll know whether spend is approved before you buy, and Bill's AI-powered automation helps reduce errors so you can make purchasing decisions with confidence. Plus, Bill Procurement puts everything you need to match and pay invoices right at your fingertips. So dump your clunky procurement process and keep your business moving and growing with Bill Procurement. Purchase, pay, and on with your day. Right now, score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Just go to bill.com/procurement200. Don't wait. That's bill.com/procurement200.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key. And that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, hope everyone's having a great weekend. I'm Tony Bruschi from the Hidden Killers podcast. This is our week in review, a look back at some of the most compelling moments in audio that we've experienced this past week. Brand new episodes start back up again Monday morning right here. Enjoy.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers podcast.
The Hidden Killers podcast.
With Tony Bruschi.
We are talking with retired FBI special agent, chief of the counterintelligence behavioral analysis program, Robin Dreek. Always interesting to have these conversations with Robin. I want to open it up to you on the behaviors and get your analysis on Lori Vallow Daybell and what we've seen over the last week or so in court.
It was really shocking more than anything. You know, her testimony, the opening trial testimony was shocking. It quickly got out of the realm of just abnormal psychology and abnormal behavior to deep, disturbing behavior. It was really bad. I didn't realize until I listened to that testimony the other day that it took 10 months for her to actually be ruled sane enough to even stand trial.
Yes, it was. I mean, that was in that one window, but yeah. And then, yeah. And then she was deemed mentally competent to stand trial, and then not again, and then kind of came back again from that, and that's where we sit right now.
Yeah. So to me, that says it all right there. I mean, I think we're going to hear a lot more really disturbing things as the days progress on this case. Unfortunately, it was really tragic. And I think the saddest part I was watching the other night was when what was the grandmother that got the last FaceTime call from from the son?
Yep.
And that's the last contact they had. I mean, how horrible and how disturbing that entire situation was. And then the calls that she's having with her friend and the delusion she's having about, you know, to this Satan is influencing her. I mean, it was just way out there.
I at one moment when I was listening to it last week, I just thought, you know, take this out of context for a little bit. And in reality, say, because it is, it's an American courtroom. And here's what's being asked of the witness. One was, were you ever present while JJ climbed on the ceiling or crawled up to the ceiling or the walls?
Yeah.
It's like, no, I was not. But there was a moment in time here where the friend who was testifying on Friday was very much visiting Lori as a friend. This was before she kind of turned and said, I think you might be kind of crazy. But there was many weeks, months, really, possibly even years, where Lori would be saying these sort of bizarre things. And some of the friends that were involved in this version of their religion would be, oh, wow, that's amazing. I hear you. I hear you. And they would almost, I don't want to say encourage, but they would empathize with her as if what she was saying was fact. That's kind of scary that there's others out there that are that easy to jump along with the crazy bandwagon of this.
Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly. It was really just disturbing on so many levels, like you were saying. And I really wonder how far back, you know, because they went into her background of her being, you know, this beauty queen and doing all these pageants when she's younger. And it just between that and what she's doing now and her philosophies on life, I really wonder when her brain shifted, or was it always this way? Because there's a long-standing pattern of unusual behavior. And I don't mean to say the beauty queen stuff was just that's when they started referencing her in the trial. But it was just really kind of, like you said, her circle of people. When we go just to normal human behavior, we always become who we surround ourselves with. And if we surround ourselves with people that have an interesting outlook on the world like these people do, you start absorbing it. It goes into, you know, what Robert Greene in his book, Laws of Human Nature, talks about is we just want to have our own thoughts and opinions validated. And so if we have a bit off viewpoint of the world through our own religions, our morals, our ethics, or whatever it is, we're going to start surrounding ourselves with people and information that validate that kind of thought process. And the deeper you go into it, and then when you start entering, you know, the realm that goes way outside of my box, and this is really dealing with mental illness, you know, it really capitalizes on it. And I think that's what we saw right here. And then you have what I think we're seeing across a spectrum in the United States and maybe at the world at large right now. And this is what the pattern I think we were talking about last week is. People have lost their ability to solve problems healthy. You know, so here's a situation with someone who's dealing with mental illness, and for some reason or other, she wants to get out of another marriage, and she has situations she wants to deal with, and she is picked, granted, because I know we have mental health involved here, but she is picked the most unhealthy way in which to do that. And so all these people that we're seeing doing all these murders across the country that seem to be doing so flippantly as it's a way to solve a problem. This is a horrible state of where we're at.
And that's very true. To the rest of us who are in a healthier state, these sort of solutions would never even cross our mind. Like, okay, you want to get out of the marriage or something. Okay, get a divorce or, you know, something that's going to be normal, healthy, and not in the realm of, you know, mentally ill or crazy or illegal or horrible. But for some reason, these options seem to be there for several people when they consider these choices, and it's there just as much as a valid option as a divorce, as being separated. It's like, oh yes, murder seems to be a valid one, and it might even be a little more efficient than some of these others, and people are choosing that. What is off here? Why do we have so much of this right now, where that sort of balance and understanding of what's reasonable behavior seems to be so out of whack?
You know, I think it's coming in from a lot of vectors, Tony. And we saw it during the Alex Murdoch trial. I mean, he chose a method to solve his problem by killing his son and his wife. Mm-hmm. Because he, granted, now he's got drug addiction issues and everything else that impeded his judgment, obviously. But that was what he thought was a reasonable way to solve a problem. I think these things are coming in from all these different areas. You know, social media obviously plays into this hugely. News on the TV does. Everything, everyone's trying to really get people caught up in the cult of more and the disease of comparison. And the more these things get shown, I think more people think it is a way to solve a problem. And then let's go back to that, like we're saying, these healthy relationships. It's these things are not placing blame on situations, just understanding the impact. And I really think, I don't know the stats on this. Is obviously we're talking very anecdotal here, but man, there seems to be an awful big spike in a lot of these things after COVID. I think the COVID lockdowns did a lot of damage that we're not seeing, that we didn't see at the time, but are really manifesting themselves right now. And also with younger people too. And there's a few cases that, you know, we can obviously talk about as well on this. Younger people also, generationally, they've had a closer relationship with their parents in general than past generations. And there's been a lot, I mean, even with my own kids, my kids are in their 20s, mm-hmm. you know, where there's a lot more mentorship and guiding at a much younger age and a lot more closeness. And then all of a sudden, when they're thrown into the world without a close mentor and guide, mm-hmm. it's like going from 100 miles an hour to zero, and they don't know what to do. And so, again, their problem-solving skill set is not fully developed to at least to the degree of the past generations. And so that adds into it. So I think we've got a lot of different vectors that are impacting people's healthy decision-making process. And COVID, I think, is a massive impact on it as well.
This is an examination of the hidden human condition.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast
with Tony Bruschi.
Robin Drake, retired FBI Special Agent, Chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program. Thank you so much. His website, peopleformula.com. My name is Tony Bruschi. If you like the show, be sure to press subscribe wherever you're downloading podcasts so you don't miss any breaking updates and discussions on the cases we're following for you. Get an ad-free experience when you sign up through Apple Podcasts.
Sick of procurement bottlenecks, endless back and forth, and last-minute surprises? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify and automate their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement. You'll know whether spend is approved before you buy, and Bill's AI-powered automation helps reduce errors so you can make purchasing decisions with confidence. Plus, Bill Procurement puts everything you need to match and pay invoices right at your fingertips. So dump your clunky procurement process and keep your business moving and growing with Bill Procurement. Purchase, pay, and on with your day. Right now, score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Just go to bill.com/procurement200. Don't wait. That's bill.com/procurement200.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Right now.
Sick of procurement bottlenecks, endless back and forth, and last-minute surprises? Get the cure with Bill Procurement. Bill is the all-in-one platform trusted by nearly 500,000 businesses to simplify and automate their financial operations. And now they've introduced Bill Procurement, which pairs seamlessly with accounts payable to automate procure-to-pay workflows in one place. Every step, from submitting a purchase request to reconciling payment, happens in Bill Procurement. You'll know whether spend is approved before you buy, and Bill's AI-powered automation helps reduce errors so you can make purchasing decisions with confidence. Plus, Bill Procurement puts everything you need to match and pay invoices right at your fingertips. So dump your clunky procurement process and keep your business moving and growing with Bill Procurement. Purchase, pay, and on with your day. Right now, score $200 when you see Bill Procurement in action with a demo. Just go to bill.com/procurement200. Don't wait. That's bill.com/procurement200.
Hi, I'm Paula Zahn. announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paul Azan, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Check that out.
Hi, I'm Paul Azan, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paul Azan, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts. Hi, I'm Paul Azan, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paul Azan, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hi,
I'm Paul Azan, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paul Azan, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Stay with us.
Hi, I'm Paul Azan, announcing the launch of On the Case, the podcast. Experience the most dramatic true crime investigations in a whole new way. Hear from loved ones on a relentless quest for justice and interviews with the detectives who piece together the mystery. On the Case with Paul Azan, the podcast. Download it wherever you listen to podcasts.
Are you someone who watches every true crime documentary the day that it releases and then find yourself always wanting to know more, Googling the timelines, red flags, and then falling into the social media rabbit hole? Well, I'm here to do all of that for you, bringing the facts, theories, and details that no one else is covering on my hit true crime podcast, Serialistly with Annie Elise. Whether it's everything with the Idaho 4 case now that the documents are unsealed, or shocking cases you've never heard of, packed with love triangles, cults, and twists you won't see coming. With over 1 million downloads a week, I break it down for you just like your best friend would. Serialistly with Annie Elise. New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday wherever you get your podcasts.